Hello everyone, this is Cody from the Rancor's Brothel. Did you know we recently updated rancorsbrothel.com along with our new branding? The updated website includes a detailed archive page, online reviews, a gift shop, and alternate ways to contact the podcast. Check out some favorite old episodes, leave us a review, buy some merch, or drop us a line. All available now at rancorsbrothel.com. Don't wait, check it out today. And if you need dice, check out our friends at metallicdicegames.com. Friends of the podcast can get 10% off any order using the promo code RBP10. Enjoy the show.
The Rancor's Brothel presents The Wild Beyond the Witchlight.
You guys are in a big-ass room with a bunch of worrying equipment that is shooting lightning, and it's weird. What do you want to do?
Go touch it.
No, I'm just kidding. Touch my tongue to
it. Go ahead. You're welcome to try to touch it.
Fried
fish. Man, go touch the electric thing.
No.
Do it. Do it. It's fun. Electricity's great for water. They're best of friends.
Happy to roll 8d10.
As much as he would love
go ahead and
fry.
Touch it.
How high is this room?
Ooh, it's mad. I believe.
Didn't you say like
the description was there was a 50-foot high dome 50. On it?
The
no.
dome or the room?
The dome itself is 50 foot. Feet,
mm-hmm.
but the antenna it does describe as being 80 feet. It goes up past the dome, clearly.
Okay.
Because it does shoot outside through the top of the castle, which is what is attracting the lightning.
In the roof.
And you said there's three goblins sweeping about.
Yeah, there's just like three goblins like pushing brooms. They don't really acknowledge you, and they don't seem to bother. The noise doesn't seem to bother them at all.
Nothing's really acknowledged us here,
no,
except
like,
for the costumed lady. That
yeah,
we
like
killed.
I mean, like to peel back the veil slightly, like all of the goblins in Motherhorn are like neutral, like almost completely neutral. Like they don't care who's around them mm-hmm. unless someone is trying to fight them, or one of the hags is like forcing them to do something else. Like it's just the way it's written.
Yeah. We okay. didn't want to fight the witch. We really didn't.
You wanted to fight the witch.
She asked for it.
Oh, the actress. I was like, what witch?
The sorceress. Oh,
the actress we killed.
Yeah, because she only would have brought in those 25 darklings to fight you. It's not a big deal.
That's fine. We killed her. And I got her staff.
You're welcome.
So what do you want to do now?
Is there like an upper walkway, an upper level to this?
Yeah.
As always,
there is.
Everything keeps going up.
Yeah, there is a balcony about 20 feet above you.
How many levels, like balconies, to this room? Like, does it have just a big spiral around the outside of the machine, or like, does it just have terracing that we go up different stairways and it comes out back into this room?
So, from where you were standing, when you guys walked out of that little staircase, you went south, and then you entered a hallway that goes east-west. So, you went east. Into this room with the giant mechanism because that's what was making the most noise and flashing lights. There was a door to the west you didn't go in.
Hmm.
From within this room, there are four other places you can go that are sort of... it's a circle, but if you could put it at either corner, there's like basically one in either corner if it was a square. But the room is actually circular. So there are four other passages branching off of this.
Hmm. On the main floor.
Yes.
Okay.
So there is a level above you that, from what you can tell, is a balcony. Surely there's a way up there somewhere.
So four doors total or four additional doors as
opposed to
just
four other.
Yeah, there are four additional passages aside from the one you're standing in.
So there's five total. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
So right now, technically, there's a door down a hallway right behind you. You just haven't gone to it yet.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
So
let's turn around and yeah. Okay. Listen at the door. Do I hear anything?
We've always found the room they're in by a stairwell opposite of the way we came up. That's just how every one of these has been, it seems.
Yeah. I'm going to say if you're trying to listen to it, yeah. because of how loud it is in here, it'd be a disadvantaged perception check.
With your big ears, do you not have advantage on perception checks involving hearing?
You would think that hearing would be something.
Especially on like a prey animal known for listening.
It's all about
movement.
Dexterity and movement, yeah. Mm. Mm. Let me double check that, but I don't think I have anything.
I know certain races have like, and I don't know if it's just, I know creatures of nature, like dogs and certain things. I think the rabbit animal has the advantage in that sense, like anything related to hearing.
Oh, 100%. They're basically radar.
Just proficient in perception.
Well, so, at least you have a bonus.
That is a 15.
Did you roll a natural 20 on the good one? Aw.
You hear nothing. However, let me read this. At the door, there are two rusty suits of armor that are about size for goblins, equipped with halberds that flank the door. It is a large stone door, which is different, bereft of a handle, hinges, or decoration. But the door, you can tell it's a door.
The door we were listening at? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yo, puppet boy.
What do you want me to do? I'm trying to open it.
Detect magic.
Okay. Detect magic. Do I detect anything majackal?
Thought you were doing a garage door opener.
Yeah, I was like, what is he? Click? Am I supposed? I don't have tools. I've just gotten lucky whenever I've tried to unlock a door. But there's nothing to unlock on this. It's just a wall of stone that is a door-like appearance. And two halberd-wearing armors.
Try to shove him in the cracks and see if there's a lock.
And I could do a strength check, see if I can shove the puppet through the door.
Hmm. You detect no magic.
Oh, nothing. It's just a stone cutout. We need a dwarf.
We need a bomb.
Make gunpowder set on fire. Huck it at something.
So there's no magic detected at all?
No magic detected. And that's a 30-foot area from wherever I'm using it.
Okay.
If there is, it's not telling me that there is.
I couldn't see through the door.
There is not.
I assume this thing is a certain level of stone that I can't see through. So I don't sense it on the other side.
Kitty cat, give me a hand. Let's push on this thing, see if it moves.
All right.
Inscribed in Dwarven, it says pull, and you're just gifted, aren't you?
It says pull and bring a knock. You know, don't read that shit.
And the one
there's nothing to pull.
You push hard enough, and every door is a push door.
The moment you guys touch this door, a large skeletal version of Indolin's visage appears, and it's just her face is what you're looking at, and it yells, "You shall not pass! Back, I command you."
Answer me these questions, no three.
But there's no magic.
Because it's more of a security system.
Well, yeah, I'm just trying to...
Not magically inclined.
Reason that out.
It's basically we tried to break in and the security system off, so she just sent a visage of herself.
Do we have the opportunity at a strength check, or...?
No, it does. It just doesn't move, period.
Mm. There we go.
Doesn't matter how hard you push. I'm not even going to bother making you waste the roll.
Okay.
It doesn't move. When I'll go ahead and say she, because it is her face. When Endolin's face speaks, you get a glimpse of what looks to be a room behind her mouth. Just a glimpse. But you can tell that there is another room beyond.
So did she like make a face out of the stone door? Like stone shaping ideas, or because that
sort of
kind of sounds like she formed out of the door, not so much like a ghostly image.
The way it describes it is skeletal
magic.
The way they describe it is skeletal, as if it magically appears as a skeleton.
Mm-hmm.
But I imagine it is also probably part of the stone. Sure. And when it did speak, when its mouth opened, you could kind of see beyond it a little bit.
So when the thing started speaking, did any magic pop?
No, like I said, there's nothing in here. There's nothing on this page about any type of magic on it. Clearly, there's some type of magic on it, but it's not telling me what it is.
Okay.
I'm assuming the magic that's there is her casting something. Like, again, I like the idea. It's a security system. She responded by making skeletal structure.
What kind of magic is, alarm is a spell, right?
That's an abjuration.
So if there is any, then that would probably be what it is.
Yeah, we basically just triggered the door.
Yeah, you triggered an alarm.
Store opens from the other side.
I have that. Never used it, but
there's
I
a lot of time. This game doesn't really have
alarm.
A lot of downtime.
No,
that's something you set up when you like sleep for the night.
Mm-hmm. We did that the one time we camped out at night. And we're like, set up alarm. Like, cool. We'll just make that a process.
So yeah,
I guess we're going back the other way.
We have three other options.
I mean,
yeah,
it's all kinds of options.
For you to say that, go eat a dick
behind us.
Roll me a, Troy, roll me a history.
Oh. You got an 18, no?
I got a 16.
Oh.
So I got a 17 total.
20.
You were told there was a door you were never going to be able to open without something.
Is this a riddle? Was this part of that sheet of words?
Without a physical object. That was not a key.
We've been collecting stuff.
Start throwing
things. I believe whoever told you this was in like the first room you entered. I believe it was an emaciated goblin who told you you could not get into this room without a thing that you know someone else is carrying.
Oh, this is the staff we need from Stage Fright.
The stick.
Mm-hmm. Let's go kill Stage Fright.
Recalling that now? Yeah, it's the prison.
I think we should probably explore some more before we have to deal with the 25 Darklings plus Stage Fright plus whatever else shows up.
Yeah, I know. I was just kidding. We don't have to kill
and
Stage Fright.
We might run into Stage Fright later by himself, and then we can wholesale murder him.
You would make a great lawful character for sure. Lawful evil.
I do it by the book. My book is kill them all. No, I'm fine with moving forward if you guys want to. Just a reminder, you are searching for an important prisoner. But we'll go. Wait.
Sun? We're looking for the sun twin? Because we have moon twin.
We are looking for the sun
twin. Walking
hand
in hand with her shadow.
I keep forgetting she's even there.
I do too. Because she stays out of it.
It's like a cloudy night.
She doesn't have a stat block. She doesn't fight anything.
Yeah.
Well, she's a true NPC. They don't really do anything.
PCs do the things. All right, well
we
know what
options.
We got to do there. Let's go check another room.
Yeah.
Next closest, left or right?
Let's go left.
The walls of this chamber are jet black with gold-painted scrollwork where the walls meet the ceiling and each other. Ornate, high-backed armchairs face a raised dais. An alcove at the back of the dais is half-hidden behind a black curtain.
Anything fancy about the chairs besides them being fancy?
No, they're just very ornate. Clearly someone important sits in them.
And if they're made of gold, we're taking them.
Parts of them. I walk over and just scrape the chisel across to make sure this isn't another painted wooden chair.
Doesn't say anything about gilding.
It doesn't have to. I'm confirming. Either we scrape off gold or we scrape off paint.
The gold paint is on the scrollwork on the wall. The chairs are simply ornate, so they are probably wood. They're just ornate.
They're fancy wood.
Yeah.
They're probably carved
with nice scrollwork and stuff in them that probably matches what's painted on the
wall. Do we want to chisel into the wood something we said?
We'll save that for
later. Like was here.
Or some profanity later. Let's check the curtain.
How long does your detect magic work?
I can cast it as much as I like. If it wears off, I can cast it again.
Yeah, but doesn't it last like for like a half hour or something?
No, it's not that long.
It's only like 10 minutes.
I think 10 minutes.
It's like a minute or 10 minutes. It's a thing I just cast. But I can cast it at will.
Do it again.
Magic detecting go.
That should just be every time we walk into a room.
There's conjuration magic coming from the alcove.
Awesome. Something could be summoned or teleport. Is there a mirror over there?
I go over and pull back the curtain.
Did you find a mirror?
I don't know yet.
He sees a fuzzy animal staring back at him. Leonin-like. Reflective.
That's the only magic
that
pops.
Fantastic helmet.
In this room, yeah.
I need to use this helmet more. It's so handy.
No, it just appears to be an empty alcove. But there is conjuration aura coming from within it.
Awesome. Is there anything small and bobble-like that I can toss into said alcove?
Break off a piece of a chair.
Cool. I'm going to break off a piece of the chair because it's not my glass ant to toss.
I thought you got one.
Nope. Everyone else got one. I didn't get a glass ant. Someone got two. Someone has one, and then he didn't get one, I don't think. Maybe he did. I don't know. I don't have a glass ant. I don't have one.
Jesus. I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
Glass ant. Eight-inch long glass ant.
Damn right.
Well, I'm going to chisel off a piece of the chair and just like toss the piece of the chair into the alcove. Does it disappear?
Does not.
Awesome. Someone grab the rope.
I'll grab the rope.
I'm legitimately saying someone grab the rope as I'm walking into the alcove.
I grab the rope because I'm still immune to disease.
This is a nasty rope.
Feel an aura around you.
Is it like a warm, welcoming aura? Do I feel like I'm being hugged gently?
Sure.
Cool.
I close the curtain as he's standing in the alcove.
You are behind a curtain.
Oh.
Let's just leave him.
Pay no attention to the puppet behind the curtain.
Should I just tie the curtain probably doesn't even
cover him, because the curtain only covers half of the alcove, so he's probably still invisible anyway.
Pay no attention to the puppet behind the curtain.
As long as we don't have to see his face.
Well, if that's all we got, I'm just going to walk back out.
Do I look like a real boy?
That's Wait. Transmutation, but
yeah.
I know conjuration's like summoning and teleporting. The more I think about it, enchantment is the most broken school of magic. Hmm. Take away free will. That's what that school does.
Roll me Arcana.
Okay. That's a 10.
That's fine. That's half. That's general enough to know that if a space like this existed for teleportation, you would think that a word would have to be spoken to teleport.
Yeah. That was my thought, but we don't know a word, so...
What's a fun word that's this style of, like, setting? Because we've had Wizard of Oz, we've had...
Ninny Muggins.
No. This is very, like, Frankenstein-esque to me.
Kinda. I mean, yeah, with the whole, contraptions and everything, yeah.
It's alive.
There we go.
Nothing. Okay.
All right, let's go to the next room. Yep.
All right,
room.
Just teleport room.
Work your way around clockwise?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm just like, grab the rope, I'm going in.
I let go of the rope and wipe my hands off on the puppet.
This appears to be, you walk into what looks like a half circle and open a door that opens up to the other half of the circle. It appears to be a theater box.
So we're upstairs above the theater?
Two stone balcony. Yeah, it's so if you look across from you, there's an identical one across from you, which would lay out exactly to the other, the next clockwise entryway.
Gotcha.
Two balconies are fringed with thick drapes of musty velvet trimmed with black lace, and the black marble railings are decorated with leering alabaster masks. A large square mirror set in the wall behind each balcony is flanked by wooden panels painted with thunderclouds and lightning bolts. An upholstered bench on each balcony faces a grand view of the stage and the stormy sky.
Hmm. Is this where we would have seen her pop out when we were down there?
She was actually another level above you.
Oh, okay.
Are those masks part of the balcony? Or are they just masks?
The alabaster masks?
Mm-hmm.
They appear to be carved in and painted, yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was something we could take.
They would be attached somehow. It's alabaster, like, the way it reads to me is it's alabaster masks kind of inlaid into black marble.
No worries.
I don't know. I want to fucking live here. That's all I know.
You would.
Yeah, I would. Give me all the gothic.
Back
again. So these are what they're calling 20 feet. They are also about 20 feet off the ground. So that's what you see.
We go back to the circle room and try the next door.
The next door is identical to this. It's just a different one.
Then the next door. We keep going until we find something new.
The last door would be...
I myself, if I were a guy, I'd be like, what are they doing? That's weird. You need something. Just, where are we going?
So the last one is a... slightly longer hallway. Goes down into M16.
That's
an M16.
Yeah, I was like, goes down into an M16. Take that.
Who is you open up that? Another door to another circular room. I don't know why all the rooms in this are circular.
Samurai, switch to ranged, and he's the M16.
It appears to be the interior of a tower. This tower contains a sparsely furnished guest room attached to a stone balcony. The door connecting them swings back and forth in the wind. Inside, you see three darklings.
Are they playing a game, or they're just sitting there?
They appear to be sitting there.
Do they see us?
Roll me a history check.
I don't know. Squat.
19.
2.
That's not good.
I don't think I've rolled above 10 on a history check yet.
I got 19 as well.
12.
The two 19s, definitely. The 12, maybe, but definitely the 19s. The female Darkling looks very familiar just based by what she's wearing. You saw her in the sitting room with Bavlorna in the cottage.
Hmm.
The one without a shadow.
I remember that vaguely. Was this when they were meeting? Mm-hmm. At the very start.
They appeared to be just speaking in the sitting room, yes, when mm-hmm. you guys first walked in.
We're back in the wee olden days.
All those years ago.
All those, like, what in the timeline of this game has been, like, not even a week. We've been just murking these sisters.
Or it's been 7 years. Like, we don't time, you know.
In the world here. I don't know what's like in the real world, but here.
I think with Andrew's mirror, it has been maybe a little over a week, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, a few days.
Could be right at 7 days. I don't know.
We've been murking these sisters.
We apparently get things done, and they've been in control of this place for decades.
When people are afraid, they don't do stuff. Look at the Gerblins.
So they're just sitting there. They're not talking. They're not playing cards. They're not.
They appeared to be in mid-conversation until you walked in.
Did they like stop and just do that slow? Like,
oh, absolutely.
Okay. As I did the whole like slow and turn to look, I just like did that slow turn and then didn't make noise.
Yeah.
Because this is a audio
podcast.
Audio medium.
Hi.
Hello.
We really don't want to fight.
I like how you're the one. That's like, that's not me this time.
The female kind of raises an eyebrow and says, hello again.
What you guys doing?
Chatting. What are you doing?
Oh, we're just, you know, poking around.
We're exploring.
Pretty neat establishment she's got going on here.
Keep finding balcony seats. Been trying to find the front row. Don't know how we got further from the stage.
You must have terrible sense of direction.
I've been known to get lost, yes. It's well, gotten if better.
If you are looking for Endolin, she's not here. Not in here, at least.
You sure?
She waves a hand as if to regard the entire space that is only about 30 feet.
I will say, she's a hag.
She could be invisible.
Well, that would be frightening, yes.
Well, what's your guys' job here?
We're but merchants.
I thought you were a captive audience. See what I did like, there.
The lightning outside kind of strikes, and like I said, that door to the balcony kind of is swinging, and you just get enough of light to show through, and like she still doesn't have a shadow attached to her.
Is it like a proper door, and it's just loose on the hinge?
Seems to be, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to fix that. Can I roll something to fix that? Because that's really obnoxious. Like, as you guys are talking, like, can I do some kind of roll to fix the swinging door?
I mean, if you start to step towards them, they kind of shift.
Don't cool.
Do you have mend yet?
I can't learn mend. I wish I could, because then I could heal myself out of combat and in combat with a cantrip that burns a hit die. That's a weird trait of my race. You can use mending to heal with a hit die. I'm going to be like, I pull out tools. I want to fix the door. It's kind of annoying.
She looks at one of the other ones and just kind of nudges her head, and he gets up and pushes it shut.
That works too. I put the tools away.
Problem solved.
Thanks. That was distracting.
What's through the door?
Nothing of your interest, I'm sure.
I wouldn't say the
problem. You don't know that.
And I wouldn't say the problem solved. All it's been done is it's been delayed because that door will probably be opened again and continue to just squeak.
Before we go any further, they said they're merchants.
What you got? Do you have any magical items that could help us on our quest?
If you are interested in purchasing something, then we can absolutely step outside for a moment.
You got all the crap in your bag, man.
I guess I'm going with whoever wants to talk to them about stuff.
We're not splitting the party. We're just doing mercantile things.
I mean, yeah, what kind of wares do you have?
She nods to the same individual who closed the door to open it, and he opens it, and she says, come with me.
If you want to leave.
No, sorry. So those of you who wish to follow her and step out onto the balcony, you see a massive, what essentially looks like a hot air balloon that appears to be tethered to the balcony.
Oh, I just wanted to pull a ripcord and like a sign drops down.
And the other two darklings sort of grab the tethers and sort of pull it a little closer and kind of pop open a little compartment on the side and just pull out a couple boxes and kind of set them on the balcony.
I'm not going to lie. I love how there's so much like air travel in this game. So much ballooning.
Yeah, this was actually a place you were told about in I can't remember the name. Where the lake was with the belly logs, whatever they're called.
That had all the hot air balloons?
It was just a place you guys didn't go to. Oh. He told you there was a merchant around the corner, but you guys didn't go there.
That's a balloon?
It appears to be what you would think of as a hot air balloon that is actually massive clouds.
Filled with lightning.
Yep.
We just ride thunderstorms.
That's sweet. I would love that. That'd be an awesome mode of transportation. I would gladly take that.
Can we take one of those later?
What do we need to get the blimp or your hot air balloon? That's a bargain right there.
We know how to get their hot air balloon.
Yeah. Here, hold this. Blow them up. Hey, we got a free balloon.
The balloon is not made of the balloon is not made of fabric, but rather appears to be a rolling dark rain cloud that has been contained somehow within the lines and netting. That's the original description that you guys didn't get.
That's awesome.
Sounds
like something out of the movie Stardust.
That is so much better than the original concept you gave us. I like this.
Much better.
So they pull out a couple of boxes, and then one of them reaches in and grabs like a little sign that looks like it should be hanging on something and just holds it up.
That's the best. What's it say?
Available for a limited time only. Very good thimble, a mug of bumble beer, dusk mallow pie, bundle of drywood, ink portraits, and moonlight monocle.
Very interested in the thimble.
Hmm. Moonlight monocle?
In parentheses, it says fingertip not included.
I've got many to work with, and I feel like someone wants the moonlight monocle. How much for the thimble?
There's only two options here, and I don't think you want us to do the other option right now.
And that's just take everything by force.
The paladin is fully okay with that option. If it helps our mission.
The puppet's in a fact that, like, these people might not be nice, but they also don't have shadows, so they're probably doing these just because that's how they stay alive? I could be wrong, but...
How does the,
fishman.
Not the fishman, his class. What was it again?
He's a fighter.
Eldritch Knight?
Eldritch Knight.
Yeah, and the samurai. What do they stand
fighter,
on this?
Fighter, paladin.
I am not about murder hoboing just to for personal gain, no.
They don't appear to be hostile this far, at least.
And it's fine. Again,
exactly.
Chinopia was enamored by said thimble and said monocle, but meh. He's more wanting to know about this thimble because he could easily have a finger cap.
One of the other darklings speaks up and says, "Money is no good here. We
assumed.
We typically work in trade.
Here, have a puppet."
I have a parasol covered in moss.
What's in the bag? We have a lot of stuff.
I also have a clockwork dragonfly.
Ooh.
They all sort of look at each other and they say, "Mere trinkets are mere trinkets."
I have a silver magic cage with a key.
I have a sprig of rosemary with a ribbon and a silver mirror with new handle.
I have several bottles of polymorph potion.
If you're going to start offering up things like that, they'll be more intrigued.
I've got some polyjuice potion. I've also got a potion of reduce.
It's polymorph. It's not Harry Potter.
You did, polymorph. Did I actually say polyjuice?
Yeah, you did indeed.
I also have a stone of good luck. That's a magical flower I haven't used.
Oh, right. We have the corpse of a dragon in our satchel.
We do.
We got some
a wormling corpse.
We've got bits and baubles of things.
We got all kinds of stuff.
A frozen heart.
Don't bring the frozen heart.
No, you're not selling my frozen heart.
Yeah. He wants that because that's the only warmth he's ever felt in his life, a frozen heart.
Mine.
We got some dragon bits.
A whole wormling.
Moldy mushrooms.
Don't give him the whole thing. They get bits. I'm getting a thimble. They don't need a whole dragon.
They can have the eyes.
The female, who seems to obviously be in charge, kind of puts her hands up and says, All right.
We got stuff.
I'll tell you what. A jar of your potion.
Okay, and I just put the thimble. Sack. Give me that thimble.
She gives you a thimble.
Cool. I just crank it onto one of my fingers.
Cool.
Okay, so there's the moonlight monocle.
Obviously, I'm using detect magic right now on all these things.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, no, I've got detect magic.
You detected magic?
Oh, yeah.
On all of it.
Your finger's glowing.
My finger has burst into flame.
The only thing that seems to light up is the monocle.
Obviously. It's called a moonlight monocle.
Yeah, it's named.
But I've got a capped finger.
How much for the monocle?
The monocle. Well, that is one of our more expensive items.
I assumed. It's a fine piece of glass.
She kind of looks over at the same gentleman who spoke the first time, and he says, "For the monocle, something more intimate, I'm afraid." And he pulls out a marble, and he says, "Give me the color of your eyes, and you may have the monocle."
Does that impact him in any way outside of his eyes are a color, and now they're just not that color?
You wouldn't know.
What does that mean? Like, I'll just have, like, no color to my eyes?
He kind of just nods.
Or do I lose the rods and guns in an aspect?
He goes blind.
The color of your eyes. That's all I want.
Does it have to be his eyes?
Could I offer up the color of my eyes?
Whomever is purchasing.
I can give up the color of my eyes.
He looks at you and says, "Sir, you have no eyes."
That's not true as I look around.
With tiny little beads. Yeah. They're googly eyes, people. The normal, googly eyes the whole time.
The normal puppet eyes. Just, you can totally have these colored eyes. Like, ta-da!
I mean, I do have the eyes of a corpse in the bag. I could always offer up those eyes.
No.
No?
Intimate.
Whomever intimate. Wishes to take the piece.
That dragon's important to me.
Whomever wishes to take the monocle. That is our price.
If it's a curse, I could do remove curse after the fact.
Something tells me you can't.
I have a strong suspicion it wouldn't work either, but...
It's like, yeah, okay. All right, for the monocle, I'll give you my colors. How much for the marble?
How about just one eye? It's only a monocle.
It's true. It's a bonocle.
It's trade.
Roll me a persuade.
That's a haggle.
It's a haggle. I'll let you roll it.
He would like to quibble.
Can I have that dice? That one's rolling better.
The one that's on the floor now, it's useless. It's dirty.
No, it's not useless.
20.
He looks at the female, and she looks back, and she nods. He says, "Done."
Okay.
He just rips your eye out. Oh, God.
And he kind of, he puts his hand out and asking for yours.
Your hand. For my hand?
Yeah. Your hand, please.
In marriage.
And he puts the marble in it and closes it with his hand over it.
Monocle.
No, and, the marble's the marble. Payment.
Oh.
He puts the marble in your palm and covers it with his palm. So that you're basically making, you know, like you would a cup or something, right? And he looks at you and says, "Hue be mine." And you guys all notice the color drain from one of his eyes.
Left or right?
Left. I would offer.
And when he removes his hand, the color of your eye is in the marble. And he takes the marble, puts it in his pocket, and then hands you the monocle.
Can I still see?
Yes.
Okay. That was kind of my worry. I was thinking metaphorically.
Did his eye go like a milky white?
Yep,
like,
absolutely.
Okay.
So now you have a weird form of heterochromia.
Your iris is robbed of its color. It is essentially, what they call it, transparent. But yes, it's just the white. There is no iris.
You have like a cartoon pupil.
But it doesn't affect my vision at all in any way?
You need a color.
It's like contact. Wearing one of those contacts with no color in it, like cane.
All right.
You need a color contact. That's all you need.
So now you got a weird, creepy eye.
And a monocle.
You do have a monocle.
What kind of magic do I detect from said monocle?
That might be handy to know.
I feel a named item probably has something in the back of the book. They usually tend to have the magic items.
Well, it says it works like this thing.
They'll have it listed in the book.
Do you have dark vision?
I don't think you do.
I do not.
You put this monocle on. Out of that eye, you have the ability. Everything gets a little brighter. That's darker.
Ooh, you gained dirk vision.
It is, in game, it works as goggles of night. So it is dark vision to 60 feet.
Nice.
But it says if you already have dark vision, it will increase it, but you don't have it.
So I think it usually makes it double, so you like 120.
So at least out of one eye, you can see in the dark.
Cool.
So that's the eye you shoot with.
Yeah.
As long as you're wearing it, obviously.
That's your Bowman eye.
Wonder if I could attach it to my helmet, get dark vision in one eye to 120 feet.
You could.
Anything else for you, dears?
I'm good.
Do you detect anything else we might want?
No, he said the only magical thing was the monocle. I got a thimble for a potion that I didn't intend to use.
What else was there? Some wood.
A very good thimble, fingertip not included. A mug of bumble beer has a nice sting to it.
There's not
Dusk Mallow pie with decorative bite marks. A bundle of dry wood, great for starting fires. Ink portraits. If we have to look at you, so should you. And a moonlight monocle. No more fumbling in the dark.
What are the ink portraits of?
Of you.
They do them.
Oh. Oh, they're like, they'll make one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think it, I like to think of it because of the way this game is written. It's more of like a those cartoon drawings.
Caricature.
It's a caricature. Yeah, caricature. Yeah, nice. Something stupid like that.
They do it to me, but it looks like a normal person. Because I am a caricature.
No armaments?
Part of me feels like something else here is, like the wood is important. It's just, or just, might be important.
I don't sense anything magical, but it's the start of fire. Do
it
we
looks,
have?
It looks like a rick of wood.
It's a rick of wood.
Yeah, but we may need a rick of wood.
We have a rick of wood. He walks around and walking casts with spells. You're not wrong.
I suppose that concludes our business.
You guys don't have any armaments whatsoever?
I'm afraid I don't. No, we deal in bits and baubles and fun things. By the way, my name is Charm.
I was going to say, what is your name?
This is Bobble and Trinket.
Bobble, Trinket, and Charm. I like it.
In that case, I guess we can move on.
She says, if nothing further, we'll return to our seats and await our meeting, and you may continue to wander, I suppose.
Meeting with?
We're trying to get a meeting with the woman upstairs.
Do you not work for her?
Well, we work for ourselves. We're simply merchants.
Okay, I didn't know if it was tied to her in some way. I noticed the lack of shadow, and most everyone else here has that
affliction.
Similar affliction, yes.
Mm-hmm. She kind of cringes at that, but kind of nods and says, yes, payment is made when dealing with merchants.
Hmm.
I sold my shadow for something she had, and...
Was it the blimp?
Oh, goodness, no.
What did you sell your shadow for?
Doesn't matter. I no longer have it.
Would you want your shadow back?
It's never bothered me.
Hmm. I mean, I think we know where it is.
Oh, in the theater?
Yeah.
Yes. We've been there. My shadow doesn't perform. Although, as she kind of looks at Gleam, I've seen that one perform many times.
That was the Moon Friend?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't remember their name. I just Moon Sister and Sun Sister.
Still need to find the other one.
Or twin. I think they're... Are they sisters?
Yes.
Twins. Okay. I knew they were twins. I couldn't remember if they were sisters or a brother and sister.
I believe they're both female.
Yeah, she is a sister.
That would make more sense for an acrobatic team. More weight balance.
I don't know. Most acrobatic teams, especially trapeze artists, there's usually a male and a female.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I didn't remember. I just assumed sisters, but I couldn't remember.
I don't know. I think a lot of times acrobatic teams, they try to keep their weight about... equal if they're doing things like gymnastics or what have you.
That's fair.
Or they're a family.
Yeah.
And they're called flying.
And they all
with
die.
No net.
With no net. And then only one survives and becomes a creature of the night.
But it's named after a very bird. Vibrant bird.
Yes.
Let's move on.
Don't antagonize me.
This is the last room. That we, or hallway or whatever from...
Yeah, you said there were only four and this was the fourth door.
Big circular room, right? But there's another floor.
Mm-hmm. I guess we're going to have to start climbing, guys. How was everybody's athletics?
Garbage. Hold on to the rope.
Aside from the prison door that you didn't open, yes.
Do we have to kill that guy?
I mean, you don't have to kill anyone. As long as you're aggressive enough, you'll probably get what you want.
Yeah.
Well,
you can
that
do this
worked.
Entire game without killing anyone, including the hags.
This is one of the games where combat is the last option.
That
and we've made it option like two.
It's not the last option. It's an option.
I don't know. Besides the hags, I don't think we've been aggressive.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's option two.
Yeah.
Combat is never the last option. Not even in that game.
It's only the hags that we've been trying to like murk and then the actress lady that was aggressive.
Yeah. Well, like, she randomly, I think you've fought a couple of pop-up things, but yeah. Not a lot of combat in this game.
We haven't killed that many people.
Not that many, no.
The hag, the
Mostly
other hag,
the, hags.
The one lady.
The assassin.
The assassin.
You could have fought the bullywogs, you just let them kill each other.
Yeah, we didn't need to take part in that. They seem to have it under control.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, the assassin, it was kind of a letdown. He didn't have any neat gear for us.
I feel like the Jabberwock might be a fight. I don't think we can haggle with him.
Yeah, that's true.
Is there not another up since you said things go higher when we were on the balcony looking out to the stage? There was another row above and that's where What's-Her-Face was?
No, there was the stairs continued up. You guys have stepped off.
Oh, let's go up the stairs again.
Ah, up the stairs.
Okay. So we're not bothering with the prison.
We don't have the staff to open the door. That involves us going back down to the stage fright area and dealing with stage fright and the darklings. That's the stone door that we couldn't open. Was the prison?
He never said prison.
The
prison.
He did.
Yeah,
he called the prison.
That's the prison.
And that's where a captive person that we need to save is who I.
You were told you couldn't get into the prison without
stage fright staff. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to just murk stage fright because then we got to deal with a bunch of darklings. And I don't have an area spell. And you guys are all pretty one-on-one.
You walked through those
darklings
and didn't fight you, so...
Yeah, but I feel like they might retaliate if we attack a stagehand in front of them.
Well, no, I guess that's fair. It depends on whether or not you actually attack him, but yeah.
I could always try a roll for intimidate. That worked so well last time.
Or I could charm him and be like, hey, can we have that real quick?
That didn't work so well last time.
Well, that was her, and she succeeded.
You didn't really give her a command. You just asked her a question.
I did.
You asked her a yes or no question, and she just said no.
Up the stairs.
Up the stairs. What room does that go to?
But hey, I don't feel like stage fright's going to go anywhere, so we can probably go find him again.
You guys walk up the steps. It's a short hallway onto the circular balcony overlooking the mechanism down below you. Stone railing that encloses this ring-shaped balcony has balusters shaped like hourglasses.
Hmm. Balusters?
Yeah, like the little heads on a banister.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. Yeah. I know what they were. Never heard the word. I've only ever heard banister, which was the rail.
Mm-hmm. Right. Hmm. The baluster is what's on top of the banister.
Gotcha. Hmm.
Well, there you go.
The tip of the shaft.
Dolmen in here.
Big dick.
Anyway.
So that's it? That's just this balcony?
You can see where you're standing. You are sort of on the northwest corner of the circle. I keep trying to put it into a square because that's all I can do. There is a doorway to your right. And there is an open hallway directly across from it. So on the western end, closed door. Eastern side, open hallway.
To the door.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you all for listening. The Wild Beyond the Witchlight is co-written by Stacey Allen, Will Doyle, Ari Leavitch, and Chris Perkins. You can find us online at RancorsBrothel.com and on Facebook at Fans of the Rancors Brothel.